Kia ora koutou. I hope you've had a good day today and that you're all settling into a new routine and staying well. Wherever you are and whatever your journey, we're so glad you're here with us today. There was rather sobering news this afternoon about the number of new cases. Again, this is a reminder of the importance of what we're doing now and the importance of praying for the world. And so our call to worship. Etaphanao, my brothers and sisters in Christ, great is the Lord and worthy of all praise. Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom, thanksgiving and honour, power and might, be to our God for ever and ever. Amen. My friends, our hope is in the name of the everlasting Lord. Be reassured by the words of St. Paul in his letter to the Church of Philippi. Don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all that he has done. Then you will experience God's peace, which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. In the midst of this challenging time, may we give thanks for all that the Lord has done. Lord, we thank you for the children that bless or have blessed our lives. We thank you for our families, our parents, partner, our brothers and sisters, our grandparents. Thank you for our friends, colleagues, neighbours, for our church family. Thank you for our homes, for running water, good food to eat. Thank you for this beautiful country we live in and for the leaders who guide us and work to protect us. Lord, above all, thank you for your love. My friends, may the Lord guard your hearts and minds at this time. Rejoice in the Lord even now. All the more now, and may he give you his joy, his peace. The reading for today is short and very sweet, and I've chosen it especially for the families who are joining us in prayer today. It's from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 19, starting at verse 13. I'm reading from the Message. Listen up, children, this is a story for you. One day, children were brought to Jesus in the hope he would lay hands on them and pray over them. The disciples shooed them off, but Jesus intervened. Let the children alone. Don't stop them from coming to me. God's kingdom is made up of people like these. And after laying hands on them, he left. I'm imagining this scene. Jesus is trying to teach the crowd, but instead all these mothers and fathers are crowding around him. They know he's special, and so they bring the most special, most precious thing in the world to them, their children. They know deep down that if he just touches them, something remarkable will happen. Their children will be blessed by the Son of the Most High. And the children, recognizing the love in Jesus, run to him, holding nothing back, while the disciples are desperately trying to keep order. It is a riotous scene. What does it say to us today? Children, the message for you today is simple. Run to Jesus. Get to know him as much as you can, and he will bless you. Because he loves you. He loves you more than you can ever imagine. He is even now pouring out his blessings on you. For parents, especially those of you who are separated from your children right now, doesn't matter how young or old those children are, trust them into the protection of Jesus. I know that's not easy, but that's what we're called to do right now. And for all of us, young and old, you know that child that lives inside you, that little girl or little boy who you don't let out very often. That hopeful, trusting, naive, loving, perhaps wayward, or perhaps timid child. The one who may not be at all responsible or sensible. Those of us who are older may have spent many years holding that child firmly inside. But Jesus loves that child in you. So maybe, just maybe, you could let that little child have a run about while we're in lockdown. What do you think that might look like? And what would it feel like to let that child in you run into the arms of Jesus, to be blessed by his gentle touch? And so let us bring ourselves and all that we are to the Lord and pray for the world. At the end of each prayer, I will say, Lord, in your great mercy. And I'd love it if you could join in the response. Lord, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we hold before you now children everywhere. We pray for children who are grieving or whose parents are seriously ill, especially those who are having to care for sick parents. Lord, surround them with your love. Comfort them, we pray. Lord, we pray for children for whom home is not a safe environment. Send your angels to guard and protect them from all evil. We pray for children who are the victims of war, for those in refugee camps, for those who are afraid. Lord, in your great mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. Lord Jesus, we pray your blessing on all the children in our country. We pray for the children of essential service workers and of those working in medical care, that you will keep them from safe from illness. We pray for all the children who are missing their friends or school or preschool. Lord, comfort them and grant them a peaceful heart. We pray for parents throughout this country who are caring for their children at this time, that they may be gifted with resourcefulness and energy, and that they may have opportunities to rest. In times of tiredness and frustration, may they know your presence and rest in you. Lord, in your great mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. And Lord, we pray now for our own children and the children who we love or who have been important to us. And I'd invite you now to speak their names out loud. Whether they are here with us now or living elsewhere, whether they are young or grown up, we place them in your hands. May they be blessed. May they know your deep and abiding love during this time. And may they experience you, come to know you in a new way. This is the cry of our hearts, Lord Jesus. Bless our children. May they know you. Lord, in your great mercy, Lord, hear our prayer. Finally, Lord, we pray that you will nurture the child in all of us. In this challenging time, give us a joyful, childlike simplicity. Teach us to reach out in trusting love to you. And so now, as we come to the end of our prayer time, we pray for all those we love, for our church family, and for ourselves, using the words that Jesus gave us. Please join in using whatever version you know. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Finally, my brothers and sisters, again in the words of the Apostle Paul, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from the Lord, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. In the name of Jesus, with thankful hearts we pray. Amen. Hi children, I hope you've enjoyed being the centre of our prayer today. Never forget how much you are loved by your church family and by the Lord. And a word to the grown-ups. I've had a lot of emails and texts asking if people can send on the link to this prayer time. Really, if you can think of anyone who would benefit from or like to join in our evening prayer, please don't hesitate to send out that link. Truly, everyone is welcome here. I wish you all the blessings of the Lord this night and look forward to meeting with you again tomorrow.